one of the great weeks of our entire life. We spent on vacation in Wisconsin a couple of weeks back. I'm still talking about it. We had that much fun. We're joined right now by the head football coach at Wisconsin. He is a two-time Big Ten Coach of the Year, 34-7 in three seasons as head coach. Third coach in Big Ten history with double-digit wins in each of his first three seasons. He has led the Badgers to a pair of Big Ten West titles, three bowl wins. Wisconsin is number seven in the coaches' poll. They open up their season against Western Kentucky on August 31st. Paul Christ is my guest. Paul, it is so good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, I'm doing well.
Paul, it was tremendous to see you a few weeks back, and I really do appreciate you taking some time out of your day to sit with me and my family. Bring me up to date. How you doing? How has camp gone since then?
Well, first of all, it was I appreciate you taking the time. It was great having you around, and obviously you got a beautiful family, and so we appreciate that. But camp's been good. It's I think we just finished our 13th practice, and appreciate the way that guys are going about it and working, and the season will be here soon. But it's a fun group of guys to be around, and I think they like playing, and they certainly like each other, and so just trying to make sure we finish out this phase of preparation and get ourselves as ready as we can for the season, but it's been good so far.
Paul Christ, my guest, and let me just say one more time, my family loved meeting you, and thanks for having us in there. Listen, there's a lot of buzz around the team right now and the feeling that this might be something special this year. When you see that reaction, when you see the buzz, when you see your offensive line on the cover of Sports Illustrated, is this something you like and you want to embrace, or is there a part of you that maybe just kind of wants to push it aside?
Well, I think that there's I like those are neat experiences, and you know, you never want to kind of rain on their parade. And yet at the same time, none of that matters, you know, as far as what it means for this season. So I think, you know, I'd be more concerned if the players and didn't feel like the team knows that it doesn't just happen and you got to focus on, you know, each day. But as far as, you know, it's like when you play in big games, you want them to enjoy that and appreciate it. Not everyone gets those opportunities, and yet you want them to kind of stay focused on whatever that task is at hand. And I think that's the way that you can maximize and enjoy those opportunities. And so I think our players have done a good job, and we need to continue to, you know, whatever happens, just be in that moment. And so, you know, like I said, as long as they understand that that means nothing, it doesn't give them anything. But it is cool. I mean, and you want them to appreciate that, and certainly what they've done in the past has earned some of this recognition, but none of that carries forward. And as long as they understand that, then it's all good.
And I know you made that clear to them, and it is cool. It's cool to get that kind of run. You know, it's not surprising that the offensive line would be on the cover of SI, but Paul, from where I'm sitting, this team is much more than just about that great offensive line and a power running game. There's a lot of talent at the skill positions, especially wide receiver. As an example, how excited do you get when you look at the potential of that group?
No, I do think that, you know, last year, I think they kind of grew up as receivers, and so they know that, you know, one of the best things about having a good running game is, you know, if you can be good in running the ball, then you're going to get more one-on-ones. And so the thing that I appreciate from the group is they know that it takes everyone. And, you know, you don't even look further than, I don't think we have, you know, last year we have the recognition with our line if we don't have Jonathan. And the same thing, I don't think Jonathan has the season he has without really O-line and everyone else. So I think they all understand that they need each other, and we're best when everyone is doing their best.
You know, Paul, I'm looking at this, and I read part of your resume off the very top, and I could have gone on, but it really speaks to what you've been able to accomplish in a very short time as head coach at Wisconsin. When you look back to your return to Madison, did you know that you could get this thing moving as quickly as it has, as quickly as you have, that you could get to this level this quickly?
You know, you never quite know what's to come, what's around the bend, and yet, you know, when I was here, offense coordinator, and, you know, I was at Pitt for 3 years, and we had really good teams, and you know, had some, you know, chance for runs the year we, you know, 2012 we got Russell, and you know, we lose two games by Hail Marys, and otherwise that could have been different. I think, you know, Wisconsin's always had the opportunity to be in it, and you gotta you know, make plays to win certain games, but you never quite know what's to come, and really quite honestly, you just want to focus on making sure that, you know, the team that year becomes the best team they can be. And at the end of the year, you look up and see what it was.
Listen, I hear what you're saying. You want to focus on the team in a given year. The last thing you want to focus on is you. But there are some moments from your journey that are just too remarkable not to share. As an example, you were an intern with Mike Riley and the San Antonio Riders in the World League of American Football. At that time, you were making a couple of grand a month. And I'll bring that up for a reason a little bit later on. But a couple of grand a month, you shared an apartment, you shared a car with another assistant. What were those days like?
Honestly, they were great. You know, I mean, it was... That still may be one of the best jobs I've ever had. And, you know, I was really fortunate to get connected with Mike, and certainly he was huge in the rest of my career and to this day. And yet I've been really fortunate. The opportunities that I've gotten and to be with so many different people, whether it's other great coaches and players that you learn so much from. And so I've truly been fortunate. And yet that one job, it was a great job.
You know, Mike Riley talks about the fact that when you were working with the players, you built, quote, a beautiful player-coach relationship that was based on respect, end quote. From the outside, it seems like that's something that's been the hallmark of your coaching style. How important is it that those relationships are built on respect instead of fear or intimidation or something else?
Well, I think it's everything, and that's what makes, you know, for me, coming to work every day, it doesn't feel like work, and I've always felt that if you could really, you're doing your best as a coach, is if you can help them achieve more than maybe what they thought they could do, and help guide them. And like I said, there's as many, I've learned as much from players as I've probably shared with them, and so, you know, we get the game of football that kind of brings us together and connects us, but if all you had at the end was a game of football, it'd be pretty shallow. And so, again, I think I've been fortunate to be with so many really good people, and then get to do it through the game of football. I've been lucky.
Paul Chris, my guest for a few more moments. You know, I mentioned that money because you, at that time, Don Nalen, the West Virginia legend, told The Athletic, quote, "Paul is no phony. He's not in it for the money. He would have coached Wisconsin for probably a buck and a half." So, I mean, maybe not a buck and a half, but maybe, right? What is it about football, coaching football, and in particular coaching football at Wisconsin, that you love so much?
You know, I just think that it's love the, you know, you certainly love and appreciate the game, but I think more so you appreciate, you know, all that the game brings, and you know, there's a competitiveness to it, and you know, I think other sports have it, but I think football is really unique in that, you know, people that play it truly love playing the game, and it stresses you, and it's an ultimate team game. And so I think, you know, those are kind of some foundational pieces that just make it fun. And then, you know, you get to be around a lot of different guys and different backgrounds, and yet coming together, it's there's something about the whole makeup that's special. And that's what I want to make sure that, you know, you want to show your appreciation, I think, by doing your best job you can, and to keep it, you know, a great game.
So finally, let me say this, and I'm saying this not because you're here or because you were so gracious with us, but before my family and I went to Wisconsin and came to visit Madison, I had heard so much hype and there was so much love for the state and for the school that I kept telling myself and my family, man, you got to check your expectations because nothing ever lives up to the hype, Paul, except Madison and the University of Wisconsin not only lived up to it, it exceeded it. What do you remember about the first time you set foot on that campus?
Well, it was. I was fortunate because I grew up in Madison. But really, when I had left for high school and then came back, and it's beautiful. First of all, with the setting right on the lake, and it's definitely, it's a big enough town that there's, you know, different things to do. But you definitely have a college feel to it, and there's an energy. There's an energy around here, and even in the summer, it's a good summer place. So there's kind of, it's alive. And you know, in the winter we get snow and it gets cold, but it's still, people kind of embrace it and they enjoy it. And so I think there's a good balance of it offers a lot, but I think what makes it special is people.
You know, you're used to recruiting, but I'm kind of recruiting you. I'm trying to convince you. So a last thought, we did come in the summer and it's beautiful and it's right off the lake and the campus is just astonishing. What's a game day like on Saturday?
Game days are good. They're again, it's, you know, it's in the fall, it's the Packers on Sunday and Camp Randall and Madison on game day, and people, it's an event, and we've been fortunate. We've had great support, and it really is. It's been special, and you know, you never take it for granted. I've been lucky. I've been around it for a long time, but it never gets old, and you appreciate that. And I think, you know, as a team, we talk about all the time, the best way we can show thanks is doing the best we can and playing the game the right way.
They're number 7 in the coaches' poll. It opens up against Western Kentucky on August 31st. Paul, once again, thank you so much. It was so great to see you and spend some time in the facility. Thank you very much. Always good to have you on the show, Paul. Talk again soon, I hope.
It was awesome seeing you, Jim. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach. Great talking to you. Paul Christ. And you can see why he's had the success that he's had. And a lot of it quickly, 34-7, three seasons as head coach there. And you're probably thinking to yourself, damn, Rome. Damn, Rome. Push away from the state of Wisconsin, man. What's up? You're gushing. I know. We loved it. Now, again, Janet and Jake have done the college tours. I've only jumped on a couple of them. They've done the majority of them. They loved a lot of other stops. They love Stanford. They love Notre Dame. Jake loves Northwestern. But as a family, we went to Wisconsin, and we all loved it. The campus is beautiful. Athletic facilities, beautiful. It checks a lot of boxes. Wisconsin is on the short list. And I got to check with my boy, but it might be number 1.